We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you. And I got some awesome guests with us this morning. There's a really cool event happening here in the city, and we're going to dive into all of that. But first, I have Maggie Ballard. Mm-hmm. And then I also have Dr. Cindy. Dr. Cindy, I just have you as Dr. Cindy. Is that how we want to just introduce you today?
That will work. You can call me Dr. Cindy or you can call me Bird.
Well, awesome. Oh, I like both of those. So, Gorilla and the Bird, October 17th. This is put on by ComCare. So, there's a lot to talk about with this, but we only have about 15 minutes, but that's okay. So, just so you know, this event is happening October 17th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. So, clear your calendars out at the Wichita Boathouse. And we're just so excited to be talking about these issues because, first of all, ComCare, are you guys a nonprofit, by the way?
We do have a nonprofit sector of ComCare. It's called ComCare Community Partners.
Okay, got it. So, Dr. Cindy, let's talk about this. Zach McDermott, he's going to come in this day and speak with everyone. What can people expect at this event, Gorilla and the Bird?
This is my son, Zach McDermott. He wrote Gorilla and the Bird, mm-hmm. and it's about his experience with his bipolar 1 diagnosis. When he was 26 years old, the New York City Police Department found him on a subway platform. He believed that he was being filmed and followed. He has suffered a psychotic break. Wow. I got a phone call from the New York City Police Department. Actually, my other son did, Zach's brother, mm-hmm. saying that they were taking Zach to Bellevue. And that was my introduction to mental illness. So at the age of 50, I got on a plane and went to New York City for the first time to go take care of my son while he was hospitalized.
Wow. And so here's what is so special about us talking about this right now. Some may or may not know, the 10th was World Mental Health Day. And just to help with the objective of raising awareness of mental health issues around the world. So just using this time to focus on mental health, I think is so important.
It's just something that we focus on all the time, but specifically October.
I just think it's wonderful that we are focusing on this finally and putting it out there, especially for situations like with your son. And I feel like sometimes, especially the youth, they don't want to talk about it, or they feel ashamed, or something's wrong. So I think it's so awesome that we're just kind of covering this today. And really, you guys, that's what Empower Wichita is all about, is highlighting and showcasing these issues. So if you don't mind me asking, how old is your son, Dr. Cindy?
My son is 36 years old now. Mm-hmm. He was diagnosed at the age of 26.
Okay. Wow. And so, again, if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm sitting here with Dr. Cindy and Maggie Ballard. Maggie is a development coordinator with ComCare right here in Sedgwick County. And Gorilla and the Bird is taking place October 17th here in Wichita at the Boathouse, which is at 515 South Wichita Street. If you'd like to join us, it's 5:45 to 7:45 p.m. Let's see. I think that is a Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $45 a piece. Now, what's important to remember about this, all the proceeds are being donated to scholarships for mental health first aid and applied suicide intervention skills trainings. And also, I'm reading right here, those in attendance will receive a signed book by both Zach and his mom. Wow, what a process to start and finish and go through writing the book. Are you guys touring, or what are your plans for this year or next year?
Actually, the book came out in 2017.
Okay.
So we did some promotional events in 2017 when the book first came out. It's being made into an HBO miniseries.
Oh, wow.
Jean-Marc Vallée mm-hmm. is going to be the director, and wow. Brian Sipes is one of the writers. So actually, this event is specifically to raise funds for ComCare, And also, we always are interested in reducing the stigma of mental illness.
Absolutely.
There is a lot of shame and embarrassment that goes along with it, and really there shouldn't be, because it's just like any other disorder or illness, and it deserves compassion and attention and, most importantly, unconditional love.
Absolutely. Maggie, anyone listening today that might be struggling with mental health issue or even a mental health crisis, maybe they're embarrassed, maybe they don't know where to go to for help, maybe they have a friend or a family member and they're wanting to get some resources for them, what's the best means of getting help or at least getting information?
I would suggest going to the SedgwickCounty.gov, or they can always call the crisis line. It's 24/7, and there is always someone there to answer that call and direct them or help them with the resources with whatever their issue might be, because, of course, everyone's idea of a crisis is different.
Right.
So they're always there, available 24/7.
If you're just tuning in with us on Empower Wichita, thank you so much for joining us. I'm talking with Maggie Ballard, Development Coordinator with ComCare of Sedgwick County, and Dr. Cindy. And Dr. Cindy has a very special story, and her son will be sharing that with all of us October 17th for Gorilla and the Bird. That is the name of the book, but this book is being made into an HBO miniseries, so it's very special. And Zach McDermott is Dr. Cindy's son. And so we will hear about his journey of living with his struggle with mental health and overcoming it. And we were just talking about how there is a 24/7 crisis phone number through ComCare. And I'm on the website right now. The crisis, the 24-hour crisis line is 660-7500. And then the National Crisis Hotline number, 1-800-273-8255. And when I post this tomorrow at power935.com, everyone, I will provide both of those phone numbers. But again, the local crisis number to ComCare, the 24-hour crisis line, is 660-7500. And the national hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. 24/7 crisis line.
Yes. And I think what ComCare is excited about with this event is opening up an open dialogue for us to talk about mental health, because in my experience so far with some of the other events that I have planned, once we start the conversation, I think people are a little more comfortable to continue the conversation and maybe talk about, you know, some issues that they may be having or experiencing, or a family member. But for them to actually take that first step to start that conversation is maybe a little bit scary and difficult. And so we are excited to bring Dr. Cindy and Zach. I went to school with Zach.
Wow.
In middle school, and the Bird was my seventh grade teacher at John Marshall. So I'm super excited for all of us to kind of get together and feel comfortable, obviously, because I know them well. But Zach is hilarious. And so I'm excited to see him and what he has to bring to the table to maybe reduce some of that stigma, like Dr. Cindy said, and open up some of that conversation.
It's interesting you say Zach's hilarious, because you guys, when Zach's mom came in here and she saw our Cardi B cut out, she was like, oh, I see you guys are using my image without my permission. So I see where Zach gets a sense of humor.
But don't tell Beyonce, because I don't want her to get jealous, because Beyonce is often used to represent me as well.
Noted. Matter of fact, if you guys did not hear that just now, okay? But you should join us for an evening with Zach McDermott, Bird's son, and he is the author of Gorilla and the Bird. Mom helped out also, Dr. Cindy, and this is a story of hope and inspiration shared by a local mother and son. Maggie just got done saying that Dr. Cindy was at Marshall. I mean, this is just a full circle going on right here. So you'll probably walk in and be like, oh, hey, it's just going to be an open, comfortable discussion and dialogue to talk about all of this. Thursday, October 17th. 5:45 to 7:45, happening at the Wichita Boathouse. Beautiful location, by the way.
Yes.
And this is just really cool. For more information, again, don't forget the 24/7 crisis line through ComCare, 660-7500. And then the national crisis hotline number, 1-800-273-8255. 8255. And when I post this tomorrow at power935.com, everyone, I will provide both of those phone numbers. Please just save that number, pass it along. You can find Sedgwick County, sedgwickcounty.gov. If you need any kind of information. Am I missing anything? Is there anything you guys want to touch on or add?
I would like to add that anybody that might not be available to attend the evening, the event that evening, they're welcome to scholarship someone else to go. So if they wanted to donate $45 and maybe pass that ticket along to somebody else that might benefit from it but not able to go, or we have some people in mind that we would love to extend the invite to that we know is not in their budget. So that's definitely something that we want to make sure that people understand that we would appreciate it if
absolutely
they extended that to someone else.
And if you want to just go to Eventbrite, or you can type in Gorilla and the Bird, and the event is right there. You can get your tickets right there online at Eventbrite, which is super convenient, super easy if you do want to pass your ticket on to someone else that you feel like would definitely benefit from this. I'm just thinking right now, I know a few people who I think would love to attend this event and would benefit and get something from it. So this is going to be a really special evening. And like Maggie said, it's just going to be an open dialogue about mental health and breaking the stigma. That is the main thing, you guys, is just talking about it, getting it out there, and also getting the help you need if that's what's needed. So anything you would like to add, Dr. Cindy? And thank you, by the way. I'm sure you're super busy right now.
Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. I am especially interested in interacting with other parents of mentally ill adult children. It's a very difficult position to be in. Sometimes there's not a lot of sympathy, as if when your child is sick with something like leukemia or diabetes, there's all kinds of compassion and empathy. Mental illness is a little bit different. A lot of times I think people, they don't know what to say. There are all kinds of crazy jokes. And a lot of times I think people just don't know what to say and don't know how to ask questions about it. I do know what it's like to have a child who's mentally ill. Zach has been hospitalized 5 different times, one of them at the Osawatomie State Hospital.
Wow.
He's also been hospitalized in New York City. It's a very lonely time when your child is in the hospital.
I can imagine.
And also, I think that a lot of parents of mentally ill adult children always have the fear in the back of their mind of suicide, because suicide is one of the leading causes of death for people with a bipolar 1 diagnosis. And I do not believe in giving any power to fear, but that is one of my concerns about Zach, and I'm grateful that he takes his medication and is self-aware and knows that he can call me and other people in his support system anytime, day or night, 24/7. It's difficult as a parent because it's exasperating sometimes.
Sure.
And it's not like it's going to go away tomorrow.
Right.
This is his diagnosis, and this is what he's going to have to live with every day, and therefore I'm going to live with every day because he's my son, and I'm not going to abandon him because of a mental illness diagnosis. One of the most painful things about being the parent of a mentally ill child is that you often feel as if you are neglecting your other children.
Mm-hmm.
The mental illness doesn't affect only the person afflicted with it. It also affects his or her siblings, his or her grandparents. It affects everyone. It's really a family disease. And in order to be effectively treated, the entire family must be involved.
Wow. I think that's great advice. And I think what some parents are scared about is the medication aspect. And also with kids, with certain friends and family, a concern with the kids. I don't want to take, medicine for the rest of my life. That medicine is life-saving.
Absolutely.
And, the management of it and staying on top of it and just kind of accepting we are grateful to have the medication that we have. You know what I mean? So I just think being educated about it.
Well, and it's a game changer. I mean,
oh my God, yeah.
Being consistent on medication, I mean, is the difference between holding down a job or, some of those other living by yourself or
interacting
with people.
In the book, Zach talks about the different side effects of medication, weight gain, hair loss, impotence. I mean, nobody wants any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
However, with due diligence and with the right healthcare providers, there is the possibility of reaching that perfect cocktail or maybe even only one.
Yeah.
Zach only currently takes one medication, and it's a mood stabilizer. And he has his emergency backup plan, and I know what his emergency meds are, and those in his inner circle know, and so he's never too far away from them. But he's able to function on a daily basis with only one medication now.
That's great. I think at the end of the day, also one important thing is having that hope that if you are discouraged, like, you know, I've tried this medicine, this has happened, I just having that hope in coming to something like this at this event just to learn more and hear other people's stories and have that support system. Anything you would like to add, ladies?
We just encourage people to come out, help us share the event. It's definitely something that we need to continue to talk about, and we're excited.
Again, the event is happening October 17th, and you can go to Eventbrite. Just search Gorilla and the Bird. This is going to be a very special evening. Grab your tickets, and like Maggie mentioned earlier, if you feel like you don't want to personally go, the tickets are $45. Hey, grab that ticket, pass that on to someone who could really use it, because this could be a life-changing moment for them at this event that evening. 5:45 is when it starts at the Wichita Boathouse. Gorilla and the Bird, Zach McDermott will be there. Zach's mom will be there. Just having an open dialogue, break the stigma on mental health. This is a very important time for us right now. SedgwickCounty.gov is a great website just to go to, you guys. And again, Maggie gave us that 24/7 crisis line. You can pass this along to someone else too, 660-7500. And then the national crisis hotline number, 1-800-273-8255. So again, just please join us, Zach McDermott and his mom, Cindy, 5:45 p.m. Thursday, October 17th, just to hear about, you know, Zach's journey of living with bipolar disorder, overcoming mental illness, the relationship that saved him. I mean, we're all going to dive in and learn about this book. And then it says here, Zach is a public defender for the Legal Aid Society in New York. That's very awesome. And again, he is the author of Gorilla and the Bird. So he will be there that evening, October 17th. All right. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.